This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The morning started off so well, and now it's just taken a wicked, it took a turn. 907, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday talk show. Tobin out alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you, my friend?
I'm just fabulous. Fabulous. I'm ready to tear this show apart and put it back together.
That's the point. We need to do that, and we've got...
We're here to do that, don't worry.
Yeah, we got good help today.
Well, we do, and we got Sam Whitlow. He's going to be talking about the upcoming Easter egg hunts. It's hard to believe Easter is fast approaching.
Sam is going to break the age-long secret. Why does the Easter Bunny hide his eggs? We're going to find that out this morning.
That's a good topic.
Yeah.
That's a Jerry Springer topic.
Sam,
I like it.
Sam didn't know that, but he does now.
I like it. And, of course, we've got Nikki Bishop. She's from Evergreen Place, the county board. Is there anything else you don't do?
We try to keep it interesting, so you never know.
Well, we'll be right back with our two guests right after this. Hold on.
Making final arrangements at the time of need is difficult for even the strongest of families. While we do everything we can to make things easier, there is a better way. At Plummer Funeral Home, we offer pre-arranged funeral planning, allowing you to make your wishes known in a quiet, dignified way. It gives you time to consider the different options and then create a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home. Your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday talk show. Tobin out alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. We are here with Sam Whitlow and Nikki Bishop. And Sam, let's start with you. Let's talk. First off, pull the microphone close to you.
Okay.
Our listeners want to hear your dulcet tones.
Yes. Well, I can't feature the Easter Bunny laying eggs, but I guess he does some point in time. But
If he don't, how do they get there? They roll
that's,
out around a little
that's
bit,
next
Sam.
Week's episode. Sam, you've got who's calling me? We've got put that on ignore. We've got Easter egg hunts coming up.
Right.
Tell us what's going on here.
April the 7th. At noon at Beckemeyer. And we're going to have 4,000 eggs on the ground. And we're going to have them split up in age categories. And we got 30 baskets to give away for prizes.
Outstanding. This has been a yearly tradition for you and your group. 4,000 eggs. You have to be a grocery store's best friends when they see you coming in.
We hit the stores right after Easter and try to get the eggs bought then. And then about this time of year, we get the candy and get them stuffed. My wife's going to stuff them herself this year, and that's going to be quite a chore. We started, and I think we got 800 eggs stuffed so far.
We're talking plastic. Okay. Plastic I keep forgetting eggs, those little plastic plastic eggs. Now I'm thinking the real thing. I'm thinking hard-boiled eggs that
those get lost in stink later.
Yeah, that's true.
When Harold Whitten was mayor, he approached me, and the people gave up the Easter egg hunt, and he wanted me to do it. So I went home and told my wife, and she thought I was loony, but we took it over, and then the auxiliary police got involved in it. And then after we retired from it, they kind of dropped it, and we took it over for a couple years. Now Satomas is sponsoring, help do the Easter egg hunt now. So
and you're starting to see a lot of community. I just had the city council meeting last night where Chris Shearer, commissioner over in Hillsborough, announced that the firemen are going to bring back a carnival again. You're starting to see these organizations starting to take the initiative and do stuff. Nikki's been well known for bringing stuff out and activities out in the Litchfield area, but you're starting to see that again, and that's a positive.
I didn't know there was any. Truthfully, I didn't know there was any. You know, quote unquote, small time carnivals that came to the small Hillsboro's and Litchfield and places like that anymore. You know, you've just not seen it or heard anything of it for so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're bringing that back, and the Easter egg hunt. How many kiddos show up for this? I mean, it's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a ton. It was bad last year. We had about half what we generally shows up,
mm-hmm.
and we have ours the same day. Taylor Springs has theirs too. They're going to have that mm-hmm. the same day at noon. So, and they got to be there right before noon, because when the police blows their siren, then it's over with. Because
that's it.
Can't be late for an Easter egg.
No.
Nope. Go home. That's it.
Sam was going to have one this year for. He talked about the various classes.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to have one this year for 80 and over, but I told him we couldn't bend over to pick up the eggs, so he had to scratch
that. Net.
Yeah, you
well,
a net.
We could get a string and hang them from the trees, and they could pick them up that away, I guess.
Yeah, we'd probably never get the string untied.
From your arthritis.
So the Easter egg hunt is already pretty much preparations already complete. You're just waiting for the day to happen, and then we're going to have you back on again probably next month or the following month, because I know the other passion of yours is classic cars and car restoration and that. And, you know, weather like this would be perfect for a car cruise.
Oh, yeah.
That season will be here before you know it, too.
You have your first show about May, do you not?
The second week in June.
June? Okay.
Second week in June? We'll book you the third week in June then. No, I'm kidding.
That's downtown Litchfield by the Library Park. Wolfpack has their first car show.
Well, we'll have you back on before that, and we'll talk about that, because I know you have the Litchfield event, then you'll have Old Settlers. I believe they're still going to have their car show for Old Settlers. So being a brother of an individual that has not one but two classic cars, seems like every weekend once that season hits, they're somewhere. So, Sam, my friend, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for stopping by, and we'll talk to you soon regarding the car shows. And now we go Beauty and the Beast.
Drum roll.
Beast and Beauty, or however you want to put it.
Why are you pointing at me when you said Beast?
I wasn't.
Take the Beast today. That's all right.
No.
You got arthritis in that finger?
I do, yeah.
Well,
there you go.
I use the one next to it a little bit now and then.
Watch it there. Nikki Bishop, welcome back, my friend. How are you today?
We're doing great, doing great. Glad to be here.
And we are here to talk about Evergreen Place. That's what my agent tells me you're here to talk about.
Yes. Well, I'm just here to talk a little bit about the campus. Of course, I do marketing for Evergreen Place, Heritage Health, and our independent living Montgomery Place. And just wanted to let everybody know a little bit about that. Montgomery Place has 15 apartments, and that's independent living. We have three meals a day, housekeeping and laundry. Come and go as you please. There's no nursing services there, but we do have some availabilities there as well. Evergreen Place is a step up, as most of you may know. It is a supportive piece where they have housekeeping, laundry, three meals a day, snacks, but they also have that nursing component, that there are CNAs there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There is a nurse there throughout the day and on call and on weekends, and for the evenings and weekends. So it's something to where if you feel like you want to keep your independence but you need some extra help, it's nice to be able to have that component and not feel like you're at home alone if you don't have family, or if the family maybe can't be with you in the evenings, things like that. We help with transportation to doctor's appointments and also various activities. We're always out doing fun things.
And that's the thing with the assisted living, because I know that's another option other than, and I hate seeing the word nursing home, but that facility. It allows a resident, if they want to go out to a show or something like that, they can check out, go to a show, and then come back, right? They're not just stuck in this in the facility. They can go out, see a show if they want. They can go out, visit friends, or so on and so forth.
They can come and go as they please. They can take an extended leave for a short period of time if they want to go with family on a vacation, something like that. So it's a nice component. And with the campus, with having the skilled nursing facility next door, one thing that we like to see, a lot of people, if they do get sick or they need some short-term therapy, we really are concentrating a lot on that in Heritage Health and with the Restore to Home. And a lot of people come in, if they have a hip replacement, knee replacement, come in and get 30 days of therapy or whatever the doctor orders, maybe less, a little bit more. But they can come in and get that therapy they need and return to home. Or if they can't return to home, there's some other options on campus, Evergreen or Montgomery Place as well. So it's a nice avenue to have for everybody in the community.
Now, how does that work? Let's say I have a, and I got to watch how I say this. If I have a family member, which I don't, that's in an assisted living, and I want to take that individual out to a show. Mm-hmm. What do I do? Just sign that person out and write the time that they check out, and then they have to sign back in when they report back in?
At Evergreen Place, you just let the CNAs know or somebody at the front desk that they're going to be gone, and we just check on them. So again, it's one of those things, if you have a family member who you think would, with dementia, Alzheimer's, things like that, you have to watch that to where they would know what they're doing. The small percentage of them, if they have it just onset a little bit, forgetfulness here or there, but if you think they're going to be wandering about and not come back, then that's when you worry about them. But a lot of the times they just let the CNAs know and the staff know where they're going to be going, and then if we know they're going to be back for lunch or dinner, then we just look for them about that time. If somebody doesn't show up, of course you call family.
But, and knowing where the residents are, that's important, because I know not too long ago we had a big story out in the Metro East area. A guy wandered away from the facility that he was at and ended up being found dead in a creek.
That was very scary for all of us, yes.
Yeah.
And at Heritage, of course, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit more secure. They do have to sign in and sign out in a book. Mm-hmm. So, again, that's where we talk to people with having the three different services there on the campus. We want to make sure they fit in the right place. So if it's somebody that does have Alzheimer's but maybe doesn't seems very independent, but if it is a risk for somebody that they may slip away and not be able to find their way back, then the skilled nursing facility or even a secured unit is better for somebody like that.
If it's feasible for the person that's living at Evergreen Place or whatever, they can have their automobile there?
Yes, yes. You can have your automobile as well. And the unique thing about Evergreen Place, different than with it being the supportive piece, is we do take private pay, long-term care insurance, or the supported living program, which is public aid. So nobody knows what everyone else is paying. Apartments aren't different. We have studios or one-bedroom apartments, and it doesn't matter what you pay. But that's nice to be able to know that if you do start out with private pay and then you run out of funding through the years, then you can also just switch right over to Parisource and stay right where you're at.
Events for residents at Evergreen Place, is it easy to come up with ideas for them to do?
We have a great time. Bingo, of course, is really popular. Music, they love when people come in. We have a lot of different entertainment. At least we try to get something a couple times a month. They come in. We have exercise programs during coffee hour. They love when the weather's nice to go out and take some drives. Last year went to the river. We have a local farm family that lets us come out, and we can go fishing and do some
That's
fun things
nice.
Like that. They do some baking, and it's just a lot of variety. We have a meeting every week to talk about the food and what they like and don't like, and it's family style. They come in, and restaurant style, they come in and they pick off the menu what they like. So there's a lot of unique things. Again, it's like home, but it's to take those stresses away. Worry-free living, as we like to say. You don't have to worry about the housekeeping, the laundry, making the meals. You have your nice studio apartment or your one-bedroom apartment. Come and go as you please, but you have those services. So it's nice to be able to provide that for the community, for people who maybe didn't think they can afford it, or the ones that have saved up all their lives and now say, gee, I don't have anybody to take care of me. What can I do?
And it provides a sense of relief for the family members as well, that they're not constantly going to a family member in need constantly to make sure that they're okay. They could at least sit back and take a sigh of relief saying, you know what, everything's going to be fine. And I guess it also allows social interaction with other people for the individual involved.
We see that a lot. A lot of people maybe do all right at home but need a little bit extra care. But the socialization, it really brings out a lot of the if they were battling a little depression at home or they just felt like they were secluded, it really helps a lot with the residents and their families to feel a lot better. And you mentioned the families kind of having some relief. One thing that we do work on, it's the fourth Tuesday of every month, is our Children of Aging Parents Support Group, and that's something we've been doing for a little over a year now. And we have small group, a big group, just depending on the month, but it's something that we invite family members of of caregivers, we call them. They don't really probably see themselves as caregivers. It's just the job they have to do. But we want to make sure anybody, if you're taking care of your neighbor or your mom or your dad, grandma or grandpa, to know there's a support group out there for you. It's confidential. You come, you can talk, we can help you with resources, or we can just listen. But it's something that we really want to get out in the community, and I'm trying to get up flyers and brochures to doctors and everyone in the community to let them know that it's the fourth Tuesday of every month at 7 o'clock at Evergreen Place. And you can call and find out more information about it. But just try to, if you are struggling with some concerns or any problems that you may have, just to want to talk to somebody. Nobody judges you. Just come in and say, I've been having a frustrating 6 months, month, whatever it may be, just to talk about your concerns, and we're here to listen.
And if you live in a functional family where you have activities and stuff on your own, it sometimes is hard to realize the individual who is sitting at home alone and what they're going through, just looking at four walls with no one to talk to, basically. It gets to be a pretty lonely world, even for people who are, quote-unquote, reasonably healthy.
Yes. Well, and I think that's one thing we struggle with is we see a lot of people that want to be home. I want to stay home. I don't, you know, and the supportive piece is something that's always been missing. It's fairly new compared to a skilled nursing facility. But some people would say, I don't want to go to the nursing home. Well, they may not be ready to go to a nursing home, but this supportive piece is there. And once they get there, once they open that door to the opportunity of being there, they are so much happier there because that socialization is there. They don't have to worry about trying to get up and down the stairs to get their laundry because they're washing dryers downstairs, or to get upstairs when they're in a two-story house and they really only live in the bottom half. And so that's something where I try to break down those barriers along with the other staff members to try to talk with people and say, yes, you want to be home, but if you would take this opportunity, it'd be so much better for your socialization, for you to feel better.
And Uncle Ralph, I think your analogy, that works at any age,
sure.
Group, whether it's mid-30s or in their 70s or 80s. That's, sure. You know, that's
it's hard to be alone, like you said, any age. And a lot of us are busy running around, and we don't think about some of the ones that are at home until you experience that or one-on-one with somebody.
And backing up a little bit, Nikki, you were talking a while ago about people coming to Evergreen Place or wherever and entertaining, and it brought to mind, excuse me, some good friends of ours, Donna Roach and Don Clausen, who I know come to Evergreen Place. She plays the organ, and you know, these kind of people donate so much of their time, and they're never heard about or heard of. They just go and do their thing.
No, yeah, definitely. And we really appreciate our volunteers. We try to do something for them every year. And just the residents really enjoy people coming in and volunteering their talents, whether it's music or an art or just to come in and talk. They really enjoy that. So we welcome that. We appreciate that. And if there is anybody out there that has a talent they want to share with our residents, either at Montgomery Place, Heritage, or Evergreen, it's really nice to have you come in and see our residents. Because, again, it's something new. You can teach an old dog new tricks, and they love new things.
Now, Tobin?
Yes?
You and I could go over there and entertain them, and after we left, they'd all feel much better about themselves.
Absolutely.
I think they would.
Absolutely.
You know what? I welcome that. You let me know. Maybe you could do a broadcast from there someday.
I think we've done a broadcast from there before, if I'm not mistaken. When Evergreen first opened.
I bet you
did. Yeah.
I'm almost positive of it.
Yeah.
I remember. I
we need a follow-up. Right. Supportive Living Week's coming. We'll get you out there.
Mike Niehaus is the sales rep.
We'll negotiate.
Negotiate.
We'll talk later.
What's our salary? 254, right? 254 million?
How about a good meal?
Yeah.
We have good food.
I don't know. Can we be so... Now, wait a minute here. Watch it.
I didn't
around.
Say a word. Right. Never
they
said
do
word.
Have good meals over there.
They do.
Mother-in-law's over there, and they do have good...
It's a nice place. It really is.
Like local businesses, like activities. Like, have you called, like, say, Steve Doherty or the West Side Cinema and say, hey, here's the idea. Is there a way, can we block out a time for, like, a movie night so that way you could take residents that would like to go to a show and they have access to a theater?
I don't know if they can do the whole theater like that. We've done different things with different...
Right.
Places in the community to where we want to get the residents there, but we haven't done a movie. We actually have a pull-down screen at Evergreen, and we do movies there on throughout the month. But that's a great idea. I can pass that along and see.
Well, I mean, it's just
an
idea.
They can even go in the, we have transportation. They can even go in evening activities. We go to Carlinville and go over there and do bingo with another heritage over in Carlinville.
Because I know there's an autism support group that has a deal worked out with the, not compared to two movie theaters here, the Eisentrouts, where they have a weekly a scheduled time that those kids can have access to the Orpheum in that. I mean,
that'd
I think
great.
It's, I
all
think
right,
it's
Steve,
possible.
I'm calling you if you're listening.
I think it
get the hair perfect.
It would be more.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Steve.
Yeah, direct all the letters to him.
I'm kidding.
I didn't say that.
And I'm sure it would probably have to think in terms maybe of a matinee, like at 2 o'clock.
Sure. And we can do that. Like I said, it is one thing, and again, the community has some transportation as well, but that's something that we definitely always could use more of, because you're going to doctor's appointments, hair appointments, errands, they go shopping on Friday, so there's always something going on if you're never bored, but you don't have to do everything either. So that's a nice option there as well.
Yeah, and you do a tremendous job over there, and congratulations on everything that you do. I still am amazed with how much you're involved with the Litchfield, with Evergreen Place. Now you're on the county board. I'm amazed how do you have time for everything?
I do well. I try to manage my time as best I can, see my kids. That's my first priority.
You got your county
board. I try to be a good wife.
So
I have a great husband. I do, and like I said, I try to plan meetings during the day as much as I can, and then the evenings we'll shuffle kids a little bit. Family helps a little bit, but I'm not gone. I'm just a busy person. I like to keep busy, so that's how I operate.
And Tobin, real quick, I know we're getting short on time.
We are.
We have to offer our sympathy to her, being on a county board with the likes of Roy Hurdle.
There's some characters on there.
Letters be mailed, don't corrupt the house.
Right
scare of,
oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Letters.
Sorry,
be.
Roy.
Yeah. Sorry.
There's some really good people
on.
That
My
we're working
ringing.
With.
It's yeah. Hurdle.
Is it Hurdle? Yeah.
Hurdle a turtle.
Yeah. No, but, I think we're trying to, as far as the county board, of course, watching our finances.
And you're right. That is an eclectic group. Yes, with there. And they're a bunch of they're great guys and great gals on that board. And it's sometimes can be a thankless job.
It is. And it's some of the things that you try to work on mean a lot to some people, and some don't care. So it just depends on what you're doing. I travel back and forth to Effingham for the CEFS board, and that's something that's opened my eyes to a lot of our community. Again, we've talked about unemployment and poverty and everyone needing assistance with child care and Head Start and transportation. It's just interesting to get all that other aspects as well. So it's been a good experience for me.
Anyone seeking more information about Evergreen Place, is there a Facebook, website, phone number that they can call?
If they want to call about the campus, they can call Evergreen Place is 217-324-1500. Or if you're looking for some short-term therapy or long-term placement, Heritage is 217-324-2153. And again, we do have openings that are independent living, and Evergreen has some apartments available as well. Again, that fluctuates as well.
And Sam, as we come to a close, the Easter egg hunt will be?
April the 7th.
April the 7th, starting at?
12 o'clock sharp.
And anyone seeking more information, they can give you a call?
532-6375. And if anybody wants to make a donation, they could stop at the city hall and drop the donations off for the candy or whatever. So,
all right. Yeah, Sam, Nikki, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. Uncle Ralph, next week, Mickey Robinson will be in.
He coming again.
Yeah.
I
think he's bringing the mayor of Gillespie and the mayor of Bunnell.
I'll go by and get my rabies shots in sometime this week.
That'd probably be a... That's it for the show. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.